There's one more issue, Ikhwan. This issue of lisan, the scale, having a pointer. Is there proof of that? This question, alhamdulillah, has been dealt with and addressed. Likewise, by Sheikh Al-Allama, Sheikhuna Sheikh Rabbi Hafidhullah Ta'ala. The Sheikh was asked the question, جَاءَ فِي بَعْضِ كُتُبِ السُّنَّةِ وَصْفُ الْمِيزَانِ بِأَنَّ لَهُ كِفَّتَيْنِ وَلِسَانِ فَهَلْ يَثْبُتُ لِلْمِيزَانِ لِسَانِ. We find in some of the books that clarify the belief of the people of the Sunnah, that it mentions the scale, and it describes the scale as having two pans and a pointer. Is it established that the scale has a pointer? We said the scale, it has two pans. That's alhamdulillah thabit. But is there any dalil from the Quran or from the Sunnah that proves that the scale has a pointer? The Shaykh responded, Al-Mizan dhakarahu Allahu fi kathiri min ayati al-Qur'an al-Hakim. Allah mentioned the balance of the scale in many verses in the Quran. Wa warada fi ahadithin kathira. And there are many ahadith concerning this. Qala anha ba'd al-muhaddithin. Some of the scholars of hadith, they say the hadith that mention the scale on the day of judgment, wasalat ila darajati al-tawatur. There are so many ahadith, they are so numerous, it's impossible for this to be fabricated and be a lie. Amma ma yakhussu al-lisan. Listen what the Shaykh he said next. He said, as for the pointer, فَلَمْ أَقِي فِيهِ عَلَى حَدِيثٍ لَا صَحِيحٍ وَلَا ضَعِيفٍ. He said, I've not come across a hadith, not a hadith that is authentic, nor a hadith that is weak. وَإِنَّمَا هُنَاكْ أَثَرٌ ضَعِيفٌ يُرْوَى عَنِ ابْنِ عَبَّاسٍ وَأَثَرٌ عَنِ الْحَسِنِ الْبَصْرِ. He said, there exists a narration upon Ibn Abbas that mentions the pointer on this, of the scale. And a narration upon Al-Hasan Al-Basri. And Al-Hasan Al-Basri is what? What is Al-Hasan Al-Basri? What generation is he from, Yasir? Naam, he's from the Tabi'een. طيب. The narration of Ibn Abbas is weak. The narration of Ibn Abbas, like the Shaykh he mentioned, is weak. It comes from the riwayah, the narration of Al-Kalbi, or Muhammad ibn Sa'ib, or Muttaham bil-Kadhib. The scholars have accused him of lying. وَرُمِيَ بِالرَّفْضِ. And he's been accused of being upon the way of the Shia. رواه الكلبي عن أبي صالح عن ابن عباس. So that is ضعيف. Can't be used. The narration of Ibn Abbas is weak. كما قال الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى. As for the narration of Al-Hasan Al-Basri, على فرض صحتها. Even if we were to say for argument's sake that it's authentic, my question to you, do we take our belief based upon the statement of a tabi'i? Question. لا. كيف؟ عقيدة مبنية على القرآن والسنة. عقيدة is based upon what is in the Quran and what is in the Sunnah. And this has been mentioned by Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. We do not take our belief from a narration, an isolated narration of a tabi'i. Is that clear? That's واضح. Because alhamdulillah, Ahl al-Sunnah, aqidatuhum, their belief is mabniya ala al-Qur'an wa sunnah. It is built upon Qur'an and sunnah. Na'am. So Shaykh Rabbi, he said, وَلَمْ أَقِفْ بَعْدَ التَّتَبُّعْ عَلَى ذِكْرٍ لِهَذَا الْأَثَرْ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. He said, after extensive research, I have not come across the mention of a pointer in any narration from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Ikhwan, that is a clear proof to us. La tut'ib nafsak. When you hear a scholar, and that is why, no doubt, in Masail al-Aqidah, Sheikh Rabbi min al-Muhaqqiqin. Sheikh Rabbi is from those scholars who is known for extensive research and buhuth in matters of Aqidah. And identifying that which is the correct opinion from the opinions of the scholars. Or the correct opinion in a matter. And that's a proof, alhamdulillah, it shows us the virtue of the scholars. So when people say, oh, who's Sheikh Rabbi? He's a man, I'm a man. Akhi, do you ta'aqil ma taqul? Could you have done this research? Would you ever have done it? Fi hayatik. If you started from today ila an yasha Allah, would you have been able to do it? العلماء ورثة الأنبياء. The Shaykh, alhamdulillah, ولم أقف بعد التتبع على ذكر لهذا الأثر. He said, after extensive research, I've never come across a mention of a lisan, a pointer for the scale, in any hadith from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when you hear, like I said, the Shaykh saying that, لا تتعب نفسك. نعم. He said, ويجب أن نؤمن أن هناك ميزان توزن فيه الأعمال. But it's, نعم, it's obligatory upon us that we believe in the scale on the day of resurrection, and that the deeds will be weighed upon this scale, and that no one will be oppressed, even the weight of a mustard seed. And he mentioned the ayat that we قد ذكرناها في سورة القارعة. He said, لا شك في هذا. No doubt, there's no doubt. We believe in the scale on the day of resurrection. So the Shaykh, he said, ولا نشك في هذا. We don't have any doubt concerning this matter. We believe, وعلينا نؤمن بأن هناك ميزان. And we believe, it is upon all of us to believe, that on the day of resurrection there is a scale of which the good deeds will be weighed, and likewise the bad deeds. أما اللسان, he said, as for the pointer, إذا كان بشر يستطيع أن يجعل ميزانا بدون لسان. If a human being can make a balance without a pointer, then Allah Azza wa Jalla is the most capable and able to create a scale without a pointer. Now, is that clear? إذا كان بشر يستطيع أن يجعل ميزانا بدون لسان فقدرة الله أوسع وأقدر. If human beings can make a balance without a pointer, then Allah Azza wa Jalla is the most capable and able to create a scale without a pointer. Al-Muhim, and then the Shaykh goes on to say, وَالْمِيزَانُ نُؤْمِن بِهِ كَمَا وَرَدَ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّةِ الرَّسُولِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. We believe in the scale as found in the Quran and the Sunnah. وَلَا يَلْزَمُنَا أَن نَقُولَ لَهُ لِسَانُ وَلَيْسَ لَهُ لِسَانُ. He said, and it's not incumbent, it's not upon us that we say it has a pointer or it doesn't have a pointer. هَذَا نَكِلُ عِلْمَهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. We entrust knowledge of this to Allah Azza wa Jalla. We don't affirm it. Why? لماذا؟ لماذا ما نثبته؟ عبد العزيز. Why don't we affirm it? Because there's no proof in the Quran or the Sunnah. However, we نكل علمه إلى الله. We entrust knowledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not upon us that we affirm it. أن نقول له لسان وليس له لسان. That it has a pointer, it doesn't have a pointer. We entrust that knowledge to Allah Azza wa Jalla. However, what we affirm is what we find in the Quran and the Sunnah. And that, alhamdulillah, is the safest position. Even though that, alhamdulillah, is found in some of the books of the people of knowledge. Naam. Even though it is found in some of the books of the people of knowledge. Is that clear to every one of us? Tayyib. Barakallahu feekum. So every one of us should have made a note on the translation of the text that the mizan, it has kifatan and a lisan. And the lisan, there should have been 2 points. What's the first? About the lisan. The translation, what was wrong with the translation? It doesn't mean a tongue. What does it mean? A pointer. What's the second point? Faddal. Tariq. Concerning the lisan. Nah, there's no proof to affirm it. Not in the Quran. And not in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khalas. And with that we'll stop.